Well, hello everyone. We are now in our third to the last week in our sermon series of the book of Galatians, No Other Gospel. Sa unang dalawang chapters na inaral natin, Paul defended his apostolic authority and the gospel of free grace na kung saan yun ang tinuturo niya. Now, yung third and fourth chapter naman, Paul devoted his time explaining the theology of the gospel that he preaches. That a person is justified by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Walang ibang paraan upang mapawalang sala ang isang individual kung hindi kay Kristo lamang. Now, kung babalik-aral naman tayo sa chapter 5 at saka chapter 6, Paul takes this good news of Christ's crucifixion and resurrection and showed to his readers how to apply it to their daily lives. Now, yung napag-aralan naman natin last week, nakita po natin na ang tunay na Christian will show evidence of true gospel love sa kanyang neighbors at lalong-lalo na po sa kanyang mga kapatiran sa Panginoon. Ngayong hapon naman na ito, ay aaralin po natin na that the Spirit of God guides and empowers the people of God to fight sin well. Yun po ang ating main point. The Spirit of God guides and empowers the people of God to fight sin well. With this passage, I have divided itong verses na ito into three headings. Number one, the war within, verses 16 to 18. Number two, the works of the flesh, verses 19 hanggang 22. And number three, the work of the Spirit, verses 23 hanggang 25. Let's go to our first point ngayong oras na ito. Number one, the war within. Look at verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit. Now, hintuhin muna tayo dyan. Now, ano ba itong Spirit na ito na sinasabi ni Paul dito? Well, yung Spirit na nabanggit ni Paul dito ay none other than the Holy Spirit or yung banal na Espiritu. Now, may mga misconceptions ang karamihan sa pag-uunawa kung ano ba talaga yung Holy Spirit na ito. Now, some believe ito ay isang mystical force or power of God na kung saan hindi siya person. Others believe na ang presensya ng banal na Espiritu ay nagkakaloob ng supernatural strengths and abilities gaya ng kay Samson at yung mga time ng sa Acts chapter 2 ng Pentecost. At bigla na lang nawawala, kaya may kailangan ipanalangin para lumabas ulit yung presensya ng banal na Espiritu. Now, some churches make the physical manifestation of the Holy Spirit central sa kanilang worship services, magnifying it above everything else. While others naman never bother to teach about the Holy Spirit and not even acknowledge its working power sa life ng mga mananampalataya. Ang Holy Spirit ayon sa salita po ng Diyos ay ang third person of the triunity of the Godhead, Father, Son, at saka Holy Spirit. Ang banal na Espiritu ay isang divine person, a being with a mind, emotion, at saka will. The Holy Spirit is responsible for giving life to dead souls. He regenerates them, gives life, causes one to be spiritually born. He takes up permanent residence sa buhay ng isang mananampalataya and seals him to the day of redemption. Also, the Holy Spirit baptizes the believer into the body of Christ and provides gifts to them in order to edify and at the same time in order to serve the Church of Jesus Christ. Siya ang nagagabay sa mga panalangin ng mga mananampalataya. Taya, inaayon niya ito sa kalooban ng Panginoon. He provides supernatural help, comfort, strength, joy, and peace to believers as they place their hopes and trust in God, giving them hope, especially in times of weaknesses, times of temptations, and during trying circumstances. He convicts us of our sins that leads us to repentance. He gives us wisdom by which we can understand and worship Yahweh. Praise God for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. As we are led and empowered by the Spirit, we are able to love others. We're able to love the unlovable. We're able to love our neighbors, which is yung pinag-usapan natin last week. And yet, brothers and sisters, tayong mga mananampalataya still often experience spiritual defeats. Nakuhulog pa rin tayo sa kasalanan, natutukso, bumibigay. That's why Paul reminds us of verse 16. Look at verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Ang salitang walk po dito is in the present imperative, which means to keep on walking. So bilang mga Kristiyano, tayo dapat ay araw-araw namumuhay at umaasa sa gabay at kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu. Kasi po kung hindi, madali po tayo bibigay sa pagnanasa ng laman. Ang laman o flesh dito means more than just bodily cravings. Ito po ay isang sinful human desires natin. Ang pagnanasa ng laman ay patuloy na nakikipagdigmaan sa kagustuhan ng banal na Espiritu. Tingnan po ninyo verse 17 at saka 18. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. There is a daily battle happening within the Christian, whether he is walking in reliance to the Spirit or giving in to the sinful desires. Ayon sa isang manunulat na ang great reformer daw na si Martin Luther, Luther had faced the same dilemma. Despite of his attempts to live a godly life, may mga pagkakataon din po siya na natutokso siyang magkasala. At hindi lamang siya natutokso magkasala, kundi nakuhulog din siya sa kasalanan. Kaya dumating po sa time ng kanyang buhay na napaisip po siya na ako ba'y talaga ay tunay na Kristiyano? Until nabasa po niya yung verse 17 ng passage natin. Itong sinabi ni Martin Luther after nabasahin yung chapter 5 verse 17, and I quote, sabi niya sa kanyang sarili, Martin, you will never be completely without sin because you still have the flesh. Therefore, you will always be aware of its conflicts. According to the statement of Paul, the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit. Do not despair, therefore, but fight back and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. Mga kaibigan, tunay na may war na nagwe-wage sa looban natin mga Kristiyano. Ang tawag ng laman ay laging nakikipagdigmaan sa kagustuhan ng banal na Espiritu. That's why sinabi niya ito sa verse 17. It keep us from doing the things we want to do. Now, ang ibig sabihin po niyan, ang desires of the flesh ay laging hinahadlangan yung pagkilos ng banal na Espiritu sa atin na gawin ang mga bagay na kapagbibigay ng kapapurihan sa Panginoon. Nung sinabi ni Paul ito, he was talking to the Galatians bilang mga Kristiyano na. Friends, let me give you a weird comfort ngayong oras na ito. Ang spiritual na digmaan sa pagitan ng laman at Espiritu ay isang karanasan na kinakaharap lamang ng mga tunay na Kristiyano. Sa liham ni Paul sa mga taga-Roma, ito din ang kanyang ipinapahayag. Sabi ho dito sa verse 15, For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very things I hate. For I know the things nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh, for I have the desire to do what is good, but not the ability to carry it out. Verse 19, For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing. Mga kaibigan, napakahalaga na maunawaan natin na ang buhay Kristiyano will always be a constant struggle. We are facing enemies outside and inside of us. We are either submitting to the Spirit's leading or we are gratifying the desires of the flesh. It's either one of the two, hindi pwede pong pagsabayin. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na mataintim kang nananalangin habang nanonood ka ng pornografiya. Or you're engaging yourself in sexual immoral activities at the same time sinasabi mo you're pursuing purity. Ayon kay Philip Graham Ryken, Sabi niya rito, we are most aware of our sin when the Spirit is most active in fighting against our old adversary, the sinful desire. Friends, with what were you mostly tempted to give in this week? Are you fighting sin well, or have you given into it? Are you tempted to give into impatience when you feel that a loved one is starting to become a disturbance or an interference sa'yo? Are you tempted to give into revenge when someone you trusted betrayed you or hurt you? Are you tempted to give into despair because of the tragic news na nabalitaan mo kamakailan lang? Are you tempted to hold a grudge when someone disappoints you? Are you tempted to think more of self-preservation these days and pretend to be oblivious of other people's needs because of the pressing situation you're in? Friends, we need to fight. Fight. We are in constant influence to love and to conform to this world. Rely on the Spirit's power and guidance. Friends, know that this war will not last forever. We are not fighting a losing battle. One day the Spirit will gain total victory and the flesh will taste total defeat. As we meet our Savior face to face, lahat po yan ay mawawala na. And we will be free to do what we want to do for the glory of God. Pero how do we know if we're walking by the flesh or we're walking by the Spirit? Sa ating last two points, we will see the evidences or fruits of both. Now, unahin po natin yung fruits of the flesh. Let's look at number two, the works of the flesh. Let's read verses 19 hanggang 21. Now, the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of rage, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and like things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, in verses 19 hanggang 20, Paul is saying dito na obvious ang ebidensya ng isang tao na namumuhay ayon sa kanyang sinful desires. According sa isang theologian na si Tom Schreiner, those things that issue from the flesh are obvious and clear to anyone with an ounce of discernment. Paul sa verses 19-21 ay nagbigay ng catalog of vices na kung saan common sa panahon ni Paul. So familiar ang mga Galatians po na ito nung binigay ni Paul yung listahan na ito. Sa listahan na ito, makikita po natin na hati siya sa apat na kategorya. Una, sexual sin. Pangalawa, religion. Pangatlo, social sin. At pang-apat, sins of uncontrollable appetites. Now, isa-isahin po natin yan. Una-una, sexual sin. Makikita natin yan sa verse 19. Una sa lista ng sexual immorality, moral impurity, at saka lustful pleasures. Lahat ng ito ay general terms sa lahat ng forms of moral impurity. Ang sexual sin po includes prostitution, pedophilia, zoophilia or bestiality, or sex with animals, homosexuality, intercourses, adultery, premarital sex, masturbation. Kasama na din po dito yung pagtingin sa pornography and having sexual fantasies, just to mention a few. Now, lahat ng mga ito ay karumal-dumal at hindi kaya-aya sa harapan ng Diyos. Kung mapapansin natin dito, inuna ni Paul sa listahan ang sexual sin. Which is interestingly, ganun din ang ginawa ni Jesus Christ sa Mark chapter 7 verse 21-22. Sabi niya, "For from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness." Now, mga kaibigan, maaaring ang sexual sin ay inuna because itong sin na ito causes major problems for many reasons for many people. At mga kapatid, sa Panginoon, if we are guilty of this, And I know we are in some form or fashion guilty. The Bible says it grieves the Holy Spirit. It dishonors those who are made in the image of God. We nawasak nito yung disenyo ng marriage na kung saan na si Christ, yung relationship ni Christ at ng kanyang bride. Ito ay makasarili at in total opposite of the fruit of the Spirit ng love. Friends, if in any way addicted or trapped ka sa sexual sin na nabanggit dito, there is hope. And I will give you more clarity towards the last part ng ating point. And if you are in real need of counsel and guidance, I encourage you to please reach out sa mga elders or pastors ng Crossroads for guidance at saka counseling. Second, religion. Religion. Makita po natin ito sa verse 20. Now, hindi ko po ginagamit ang salitang religion dito in the positive, na kagaya ng sinabi ni James sa James chapter 1, verse 27, nung binanggit niya, religion that is pure and undefiled before God, the Father is visit orphans and widows. Hindi po. I'm using this in a sense na negative. Okay? To imply na hindi purke ang isang tao ay religious, siya ay lumalakad ayon sa kagustuhan ng banal na espiritu. Now, isa-isayin po natin yung list, nasa listahan na ito. Unang-una sa lahat, idolatry. Idolatry means worshiping other gods. Ito ay trying to find our identity, security, or value on someone or something else besides kay Yahweh. Yun po yung idolatry. Next sa listahan ay witchcraft or sorcery. Ito po yung the worship of what is evil. Ang heart behind po nito ay yung manipulating yung mga tao, ay manipulating yung mga circumstances by using dark or evil means in order to get favorable results. Maaaring ito po ay practicing or trusting yung mga, kagaya sa Pilipinas, yung mga albularyo, yung mga manghuhula, mga faith healers, yung mga black magic, satanic worshiping. At even, I know na nauuso pa rin po ito, yung referring to horoscopes. Ang salitang witchcraft po dito sa Greek word is pharmakeia, which where we got the word pharmacy. Now, during noong time ni Paul, witches and sorcerers used lethal drugs to sedate or poison and even manipulate their victims. And even to the point of killing them slowly. Now, sa panahon natin ngayon, it can be an equivalent sa mga evil medical practices. Now, why did I say evil medical practice? Because it goes against scripture. Yung mga medical practices such as abortion and euthanasia or even gender reassignment or yung sex change surgery. These are all evil and even demonic. Nasa kategory po siya ng sorcery at saka witchcraft. Third, yung tinatawag na social sin or relational sins. Now, makakita po natin yun sa second part ng verse 20. This takes up most of our list. Una sa lahat, sinabi dyan, enmity. Ito ay closely related sa Greek word na enemy or kaaway. Ito ay isang form of hatred, whether ito ay racial, political, or maaaring bigotry, or any form of discrimination. Next is strife. Ibig sabihin, laging nakikipag-competition o nakikipagtalo. Ito ay isang person who has a quarrelsome spirit. Paladibate, palagi siyang critical pagkausap. Next is jealousy. Now, there's a good type of jealousy, kagaya ng sa Panginoon. He is a jealous God, kagaya na banggit sa Exodus chapter 20. Pero yung nakalista ho rito is in the negative. A person who heavily desires what someone else possesses. Na kung saan it leads to bitterness and violence, which is yun yung fourth point natin. Fits of rage. O yung galit. Outburst of anger. Ito po yung katangian na kung saan mabilis sumabog sa galit itong tao na ito. Makanti lang ng koti, bigla na lang sumasabog at kung ano-ano mga sinasabi o ginagawa. O isang tao na may temper issues, kung saan hindi niya makontrol. Yun yung fits of rage. Next is rivalries. Rivalries comes from hearts with selfish ambitions or it is used sa political arena sa Greece na kung saan ang tinatawag ay office seeking. Sa case ni Paul, may mga preachers po na ganito because they were preaching a false gospel in order to win yung mga favor ng mga tao na kung saan na kilala sa kanilang society o mga mayayaman. Now, pinagsama na natin yung dissensions and divisions. These are people who causes divisions sa loob ng church. Yun po yung case ni Paul at saka mga Judaizers. Pumasok yung Judaizers, tinuro yung maling gospel. And from there, they're teaching mga things na kung saan parang malayo sila kay Paul. And then goes envy. These are the people who are not happy when others succeed and are celebrating when somebody fails. This is really terrible. This is quite the opposite of Romans chapter 12, verse 15, na kung saan rejoice with those who rejoice, mourn with those who mourn. And dahil ganito klase yung kaugalay na to, the verse probably would sound, rejoice with those who mourn and mourn with those who rejoice. Which is really interesting. Sabi ni Socrates, the envious are pained by their friends' successes. Which is so true. Friends, if ikaw yan, I suggest that you should have a heart check. Fourth, sins of uncontrollable appetites. Makikita po natin ito sa verse 20. Ito po yung excessive drinking at pwede natin isama yung excessive eating. Now, hindi yung pinagbabawal sa Biblia yung pag-inumpo ng alcohol. At ganun din man, hindi pinagbabawal ang kumain. So, yun ang comparison po natin dito. Pinagbabawal po rito is yung drunkenness na tinatawag and gluttony. Now, hindi po nangangahulugan na porque hindi bawal sa Bible uminom, ay gagawin po natin ito lisensya para uminom ng kahit anong alak, kahit anong oras, at kahit kanino. Now, we need to be careful. Kung kayo po ay dating may addiction sa alcohol, magkakaroon kayo ng issue sa inyong kalusugan pag kayong uminom, o kaya naman magiging sanhi ng katisuran sa ating mga kapatiran, then mas mainam po na marahil na huwag na po tayong uminom. Okay? This is a form of love para sa ating mga brothers and sisters. Now, yung salitang orgies na nabanggit po dito ni Paul were not simply sexual. Ito ang mga wild parties na nangyayari sa loob ng mga pagan temples. Kasi part po ng kanilang worship service, itong activity na ito. So, yun po ang kanilang ginagawa. Overall, sa lahat ng sinasabi natin dito, ang point po ni Paul is that those who cannot control their appetites are clearly dominated by the flesh and not by the Spirit of God. In short, he only mentions a few things. Kung makikita niyo sa last part ng verse niya, binanggit niya, and things like these. In short, konti pa lang yung binanggit niya, pwede pa niyang dagdagan po yan. So, hindi po nahihinto ang listahan doon ng isang tao na mumuhay ayon sa kanyang laman. Now, pagkatapos naliwanag ni Paul ang evidences ng isang taong naglalakad ayon sa kagustuhan ng kanyang laman, binigyan niya ito ng babala or warning. At ano po yung warning na to? Tingnan niyo yung verse 21. Those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Teka muna, Pastor, ang ibig sabihin ba niya? Pag ginagawa mo yung mga aktibidades ito, o nakikita itong mga kaugalian ito sa iyong pamumuhay, ibig sabihin, hindi ka makakapasok sa kaharian ng Diyos? Ibig sabihin, ikaw ay pupunta na ng impyerno? Well, certainly lahat ng mga gumagawa nito ay nararapat lamang maparusahan kung ang basehan po ay ang kabanalan ng Diyos. Ngunit dapat natin tandaan na ang isang Christian na kahit spirit-filled ang kanyang pumumuhay ay nasa sinful nature pa din. In short, natitemp pa rin po siya magkasala at at the same time nagkakasala pa rin. Now, sa verse 21, dapat natin unawain na nung binanggit ni Paul yung words na those who do such things, ang Greek verb po noon indicates habitual actions. Excuse me. Kung hindi, habit na po niya ginagawa ito. Hindi po ito yung paminsan-minsan na nagagawa. Kung hindi, ito na yung kanyang pamumuhay. In short, Paul is talking about people whose lives are dominated by these sins. People who are committed their heart and soul sa immorality, idolatry, envy, and are not bothered or even convicted by it. Paul is saying, this is not the kind of life that leads to the kingdom of God or to heaven. Mga kaibigan, kung nandito po kayo ngayon at naririnig, kung napansin ninyo, narinig nyo po yung lista ng aking nabanggit, and you know in your heart
that you are guilty of these and you feel no sorrow or even not bothered by it, if that is you, then you should be warned, kapatid, mga kaibigan. Kasi people who regularly practice these vices are indications na wala silang relasyon talaga sa Panginoon. Wala silang relationship kay God the Father through Jesus Christ. So, pastor, ano naman yung mga Kristiyano na kung saan guilty sa mga ganitong klaseng kasalanan? Kagaya ng addiction sa pornography, kagaya ng addiction sa alcohol, paano po? Ibig sabihin ba nito, pastor, na wala ang kanilang kaligtasan? Yung bang sinasabi dito? How should they heed itong warning na ito kung sila'y Christian na? No, hindi mawawala ang kaligtasan dito. Kahit ang tunay na naligtas ng Panginoon Hesukristo ay kahit kailan pa ay hindi mawawala sa kanyang kaligtasan na yan. At pinag-aralan po natin yung last week, yung dinigyan natin yung verse 4 ng chapter 5. The Christian who hears this situation though, or this warning, should heed it, but they should not be despaired. The mere fact that they are concerned sa kanilang spiritual destination or spiritual condition ay nagsasabi na nagsisimula ng kumilos ang banal na espiritu sa kanilang buhay. That could be an indication na sila'y mananampalataya. Now, why is the flesh producing bad fruit? Kasi it's simply doing what comes naturally. The sinful nature produces sin because it has a bad tree. Ito din ang analogy na binigay ni Jesus Christ sa Matthew chapter 12, verse 33. Sabi ni Jesus Christ, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. Ang Holy Spirit, by contrast, is a good tree. And its fruits are good as well. Tingnan naman po natin ang bunga ng taong namumuhay ayon sa direksyon at kapangyarihan ng banal na Espiritu, which is yung ating third and last point. The work of the Spirit. Masahin po natin verses 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Ito ay listahan ng 9 virtues, which are the opposite ng virtues ng works of the flesh. Pansinin ninyo na ang fruit na ito is not produced by the believer. It is produced by the Holy Spirit. God working through sa life ng isang mananampalataya. Paul calls it fruit singular at hindi fruits or plural, indicating ang lahat ng mga qualities na ito ay produced by one Spirit, which is the Holy Spirit. At dapat makita lahat ng qualities na ito sa isang tunay na mananampalataya ng Panginoong Hesukristo and should live a life under the control of the Spirit. When you walk by the Spirit, you will not see a few of the Spirit, of the fruit, but all facets of the fruit of the Spirit in your life. Hindi dapat isa lang, kung hindi lahat po. Lahat ng ito make up Christ-likeness. You either have all or you have none. Now, sa listahan na ito, there is no discernible order dito, apart from yung una, yung love, kung saan yun yung unang nabanggit. Now, sabi ho ni John Stott, ang virtue list na ito ay nahahati daw sa tatlong bahagi. Una, Christian's attitude towards God. Number two, other people. And number three, to oneself. Now, ayon naman kay Timothy George, who wrote a commentary sa Galatians, ikinakategorya niya ito in 3 triads. Una, pinagsama-sama niya yung love, joy, peace. Pangalawa, pinagsama niya yung patience, kindness, at saka goodness. And third, pinagsama niya yung faithfulness, gentleness, at saka self-control. Now, for organization's sake and for the meditations na nakita po natin dito, I will be going sa direction ni Timothy George sa pagkakahati nito. First of all, unang triad po is love, joy, and peace. Love. Now, yung love po dito is yung word na agapao. Yung po yung verb form at yun naman yung noun form niya is agape. It is a selfless love, an requited love, o ang pag-ibig na hindi na kailangan suklian, a love that is sacrificial. This is the type of love that the Spirit of God produces sa isang mananampalataya. A love that we express to God who first loved us. And a love that we sincerely express to others. Love is the evidence that we know God. Love is the evidence that we have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Friends, how would you describe your love for others? Is it selfless or is it selfish? Is it God-centered or is it self-centered? Ito ba isang pag-ibig na hindi umaasa ng kahit anong kapalit? O isang pag-ibig na nag-aabang na may kapalit na doble o higit? Next is joy. The joy that the Spirit produces is not a response to temporary pleasure. Ito ay nakabase sa relationship o relasyon ng isang individual sa Panginoon. Friends, let me ask you, itong mga nakaraan na araw, where is your joy founded? Is it founded in money? Is it founded on material things? Is it founded in your work? We should all know by now that all these things never last. They are temporal and we will never truly give, it will give us lasting joy. Never. Friends, listen. Followers of Jesus Christ can have true, satisfying, unwavering joy in the midst of deep, dark, difficult circumstances. Because our true joy is found in our union with the blessed man, Jesus Christ. True Christian joy is not based on circumstances, but that one permanent circumstance when Jesus Christ died on that cross to reconcile us sinners to God. True joy is found with your union with Jesus Christ. Next is peace. With joy comes peace. Ang mga Kristiyano ang pwedeng magsabi na mayroon silang tunay na peace of mind, na may tunay na peace sa kanilang mga puso. Bakit kamo? Because we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are no longer enemies of God. We are now friends. We are now children of God. And since we have peace with God, we can also make peace with others. Friends, as reconciled children of God, ngayong oras ito, who do you need to be reconciled with? Peace rules the hearts of those who walk by the Spirit. Friends, listen, with all of the effects of the COVID craziness na nangyayari sa buhay natin ngayon, we can find true peace in our God alone. Our God, knowing that we have an all-powerful, all-sovereign God who controls all the events that are unfolding in our lives right now. Second of the three triads are patience, kindness, goodness. First of all, patience. Patience means long-suffering in the face of hardship. The Spirit-filled person has the ability to endure through difficulties. The Spirit of God graces the believers to endurance, willing to suffer aggravation or persecution without complaints. Friends, considering that you work from home ngayong panahon na ito, that means the pressures from work plus the tensions at home in one location. How have you been treating your spouse, your children, your flatmates lately? Are they witnessing godly patience or are they experiencing cold indifference? Kindness. As a result of God's kindness towards sinners, the Spirit-filled believer is marked by kindness expressed through acts of service, generosity, and hospitality, especially sa mga kapatiran sa Panginoon. Next is goodness. Ito pa'y malapit sa definisyon ng kindness. It talks about doing good deeds and being generous to others. Now, knowing na limited po tayo sa physical contact due to social distancing, how have you creatively expressed kindness and goodness to others this week? Or maybe sa mga kasamahan natin, mga tao sa bahay? Are we expressing kindness and goodness to them? Third part of the last triad ay yung faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Faithfulness, trustworthiness that comes from trusting God and His Word. A Spirit-filled believer is reliable sa mga important tasks, trustworthy and loyal sa kanyang mga kaibigan, and dependable sa kahit anumang forms of emergencies. Mga kaibigan, sa setup mo sa work right now, would you say that you are reliable and trustworthy? Most of you face discouragement this week. Are you still trusting God and His Word in the midst of this all? Gentleness. This is an inward grace that is sometimes called meekness, na kung saan ang tawag po dito ay power under control. Ang gentle person has a sweet spirit towards God and a sweet spirit towards other people. Friends, how have you been with loved ones who made mistakes against you this week? Have you exemplified power under control? Or have you unleashed power that is out of control? Self-control, which is the other virtue, in contrast to the works of the flesh like drunkenness and orgies, those who live by the Spirit live restrained lives. Ang banal na espiritu ang siyang nakakaloob sa believers to have control over their passions. At sa paanong paraan ng isang individual na bubuhay sa lahat ng mga 9 qualities na ito, Pastor, paano? Well, Paul tells us kung paano hindi makakabit ito. Look at verse 23. Against such things, there is no law. Now, what is Paul saying here? Friends, this is saying that it is not produced. Itong mga fruit of the Spirit na ito is not produced through obeying the law. This is something that only the Spirit of God sa buhay ng isang mananampalataya can produce. Kasi po, by nature, here's the truth. Sometimes maybe you're sitting there and you're going through that list and maybe you have itong check, oy, okay, loving ako, teka, hindi ako patient, teka, hindi ako check. And from there, by the end of the list, na-realize mo, teka muna, parang bagsak ata ako dito, parang this is really frustrating. So what do we do with this? I'll tell you why, because by nature, we do not have love for God. That's the truth. The truth is, we don't have love, true, genuine love for others. Our love is self-centered. Our love is selfish. We find our joy in the things of this world, not on God's Word. Because we are sinners by nature and we are not at peace with a holy God. In fact, we are enemies of God. We are never patient, kind, good, gentle, faithful, and kind to others. No, we're not. We are unrestrained, out of control, havocs. What we are truly are sexually immoral, idolatrous, God haters. We deserve to be judged by a holy, righteous God. But God is patient. God is kind. As God offenders who should be treated as enemies, God did not treat us as one. No one can perfectly live out these godly qualities or virtues. No one, none. Except the only one, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the kindness of God who was sent to us, His enemies. Jesus Christ loved the Father. He loves the Father. His joy is found in pleasing Him and obeying His Word. This perfect, spotless Lamb of God was nailed on that cross in our place. And on that cross we see power under control. power under control. He stayed there, for He bore our sins. He stayed on the cross, received the full wrath of God. God the Father was punishing God the Son on that cross for our sins, yet He stayed. He endured. Why? I'll tell you why, friends. For the joy that is set before Him. The joy of reconciling enemies to God the Father. The joy of being with God the Father sitting at the right hand soon after na siya ma-resurrect at magpunta balik sa kaharian ng Panginoon. Jesus Christ was nailed on that cross and we praise God na He stayed. And when He stayed, He died. Wages of sin is death. He did not sin, but He bore our sins, and sin results to death. He was buried, and on the third day was risen from the grave. This is the wonderful news of the gospel, friends. This is the reason why we celebrate Easter. It is a reminder that we have a God na wala sa libingan. We have a God na kung saan nabuhay, that He is with us. He is God ministering to us. So friends, I urge you, if you hear this gospel of Jesus Christ, this gospel of grace alone, I urge you to repent from your sins. Trust Jesus Christ and the finished work on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins. And those who are in Christ right now are not their own anymore. For sa ating mga Kristiyano, we now have new desires because binago na tayo ng Panginoon. We now have a new master. We now have a new purpose. Tingnan po niyo verses 24 at 25. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. While believers in Christ still feel the temptation to sin, our worldly passions no longer enslave us. We now belong to King Jesus, and we do not have to be dominated by the flesh. Bagamat we must daily mortify the flesh, na ibig sabihin na mortify the flesh, put to death our sinful nature, yung pong ibig sabihin nun, as part ng ating sanctification. Or in short, sinasabi natin, we must kill sin by the means of grace that God has provided. And what are these means of grace? Reading God's Word, meditating God's Word, obeying God's Word, prayer, repentance, gathering with the saints sa church, and walking in step with the Spirit. Friends, in conclusion, alalahanin po natin that we are at war. And the battle is intense, and the battle is fierce, and the battle against our sinful desires will rage on. But be encouraged. Kasi po, we belong to King Jesus, and He has given us His Spirit to guide and empower us in fighting sin. Knowing and obeying His Word, and He has graced us with His bride, the church, who will walk alongside of us sa battle na ito. Remember, this battle against flesh and Satan will continue habang tayo nabubuhay sa mundo na ito. Will continue. And we will continue fighting. Remember this, that the only time na mapapahinga na tayo dito is either one, pauwiin na tayo ng Panginoon, papuntay na tayo sa kanyang kaharian through death, o yung pangalawang pagbalik ng Panginoon Hesus Kristo na susunduin na niya tayo. And that is such a glorious day. And my prayer is that He may keep us strong and faithful to the end. The Spirit of God empowers the people of God to fight sin well. Friends, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank You for reconciling us to Yourself through Your Son, Jesus Christ. That that you have gifted us with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that is comforting us, guiding us, strengthening us, confronting, convicting us from our sins, and leading us towards repentance. Give us the grace to fight sin well, Lord. Give us the grace to fight sin well. May we daily yield to the desires of the Spirit and not to our flesh. May you, Heavenly Father, continue to keep us faithful to the end. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.